Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Zarko Masaljia, Chief Executive Officer of Recycle.co. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, what's the latest in the big office there?
Well, Jim, there's a lot to discuss today. And, you know, I do understand the curiosity from an outside the company vantage point. But that's also exactly, you know, why we communicate via podcasts such as these, you know, press releases and social media to really keep all of our listeners informed as much as possible without, you know, violating any confidentiality agreements or disclosure policies. And, you know, in the past, on the press release side, in the past, I would say, you know, we did have more frequent press releases, and I would say that's really throughout our technology research and development. And, you know, that was on our reporting as we progress. And even in the past year, you know, we have continued to do so with achievements such as, you know, our environmental impact report, our demonstration plant commissioning and testing, you know, high quality material production such as lithium and cathode precursor we've produced. And not only that, but also the use of those materials by other companies to make battery cells that achieve equivalent performance to commercial materials. But given all of those, technical success and testing, you know, management is now taking our current scale-up ready stage and more focusing on establishing, you know, multiple joint venture relationships, like I've explained in our business model. And on another point, regarding Sonnet, as many listeners know, we have announced the signing of an MOU with Sonnet, in January of this year. And as we stated, you know, the MOU represents steps towards potential commercial, joint venture and an outline of potential strategic partnership and the business framework. So part of these steps are many hours of evaluation regarding technical and business parameters that require a team of people to come to a win-win agreement that is in the best interest of the shareholders of each company involved. And any material change updates will come from Recycle.co directly as well. But this also brings me to the financial forecast model, which I've also been getting a lot of questions on recently. You know, Recycle.co, of course, has a detailed financial forecast model that does take into consideration multiple scenarios and price sensitivities. And the model is part of the evaluation material and all of our confidential discussions. And also the way this model comes together is from all the testing we've done, you know, from understanding the chemical consumption requirements, the electrical requirements. So this is what brings this model together. And although we believe it is our competitive advantage, the models are a competitive advantage, we don't believe it is prudent to share the model publicly because our business model aims to establish multiple bespoke joint ventures around the world. Therefore, depending on the specific scenario, such as the plant location, the size of the plant, like the process capacity, the labor or wages, and the material pricing, the potential joint venture outcomes would differ. So I hope you know that does make it clear, right? And I think we're moving forward, and as we've explained before, and the products we produce, right? Even from just looking at the value of the products we produce, where it's precursor material and lithium hydroxide relative to the value of black mass for the individual metal salt, right? If you just look at that incremental gain by being able to upcycle to the higher value material, that's just an important reference as well. If you're looking into it. But we believe we are taking all of the appropriate and methodical steps towards, the overall success of our technology and business model. And as we've shown in our technology scale up, for example, you know, we've gone from lab scale to pilot scale to now the demonstration plan, which along the way has de-risked and positioned us to more effectively execute on the commercial, on the commercial scale. Like I said, all of this data has also helped, develop the financial forecast model we use as well. It's also key when the, and for that instance, it's also key when it comes to budgeting future projects and our company runway. You know, I've researched and seen it far too many times where a company scales technology too much and too fast without recognizing the consequences on an engineering and cost level at that different scale. And, you know, even in the battery recycling industry, you know, from what I'm seeing recently without, you know, naming specific names, you know, I'm reading about projects with cost overruns, you know, that I believe will inevitably end up hurting their investors. And, you know, even coming from our former CEO, Larry Ray, right, he would always say that you can never get away with cutting corners because, you know, in an attempt to take two steps forward, you end up falling five steps back. So I think he was really great at drowning out the noise and focusing on the fundamentals of the business and technology.
Zarco, for people new to RecycleCo, what does the company do and how can they get more information about it?
Yeah, RecycleCo is a battery materials company focused on developing innovative recycling and upcycling technology for lithium-ion battery waste. You can get more information on us at our website at www.recycleco.com. And we are a publicly traded company on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of RecycleCo. Our conversation took place on May 12th. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.